Hi, I'm Brian Michael Page. Let's embark on another journey on Christus Vincit Podcasting. Podcast episode number 16. Sedecem. Hello and welcome. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2006. We are on the Wednesday of the 6th week of Ordinary Time. I love the communion proper for this week. It's a choice of two in the missalette that I have in my hand. One of them, they ate, they were filled, the Lord gave them what they wanted, and they were not deprived of what they desired. Okay, what hymn would that make you think of? They ate and they were filled. I would normally think maybe Gift of Finest Wheat, possibly. And then the other choice they give you, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. And I think of that gorgeous setting of God so loved the world by Sir John Stainer. It's just absolutely beautiful. We're going to play a game something like that today. What would you pick? I'm going to put out some examples later on a show, and we're going to have some music, and we're also going to have a brand new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. So don't go away.
Hello, this is Rick, your host for the Bible in Your Podcast. Be sure to check us out at www.yearbib.blogspot.com and tune in for a daily reading of the Bible. That's www.yearbib.blogspot.com or do an iTunes search for the Bible in Your Podcast.
Come in if you're rich.
It's the Christus Vincit Leprechaun.
I'm not rich, but I can make you rich.
Yeah, how?
Haven't figured that out yet.
Figures. Let's see how smart you are.
Oh.
Want to play a little game?
Sure, I love games.
Okay, this is called What Would You Pick? I give a situation, a Sunday, a feast, and a particular time in which to insert a particular piece of music, introit, offertory, communion. Now, if you weren't allowed to use the proper, say you had to use a hymn or an anthem in its place, you have to tell me what you would play in that time spot, all right?
Okay,
we're going to play 10 questions over here. All right, here's the first one. This coming Sunday is the 7th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We are in year B of the lectionary. Let's pick today's introit. Obviously, you'd want to chant the antiphon from the Roman Missal or the Gregorian Missal, along with some psalm verses. But if you absolutely have to use a hymn or an anthem, what would you use?
I was the introit for that day.
Well, let's see. Well, that's Psalm 13, verse 6. Lord, your mercy is my hope. My heart rejoices in your saving power. I will sing to the Lord, for he is good to me.
Well, I would think, oh God, I hope an ancient past, even though it's Psalm 90 and not Psalm 13.
Well, that would actually work. And something else that I think would really work is Psalm 98. When I say Psalm 98, I don't mean that tacky sing a new song unto the Lord that you see in the Glory and Praise. This one's also a triple meter, but much better written. This is David G. Wilson's setting of Sing a New Song to the Lord. And it's in the ritual song, hymnal number 677. It's also in Worship 2. I believe number 245 or something like that. And something else that works, too, is the familiar praise to the Lord the Almighty. Well, second verse in some hymnals, really it's the third verse, if you want to go with a complete hymn. That's that one that has the verse, praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee.
Oh, yeah. Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend thee.
Yeah, that's it.
Under a new, what the Almighty can do, who with his love doth befriend thee.
Now, what about the communion for that day? I'll give you a hint. You have two choices here in the Roman Missal. I will tell all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you, and sing to your name, O Most High. That's Psalm 10. Then you have John 11. Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into this world.
Well, I hate to say I kind of like my sister, too.
Well, I'd hate to admit it, too, but that does lead me to verse 5 of I Am the Bread of Life. And the weird note is, this is the one verse I like because it's the one verse that addresses Christ in the second person and not the first. Although, it does go back to Christ in the first person once you get to that refrain, and I will raise him up on the last day. But that would be with the second choice that I read. Now, remember that first choice?
Oh, yeah. Psalm 98.
Yeah. And you can go with that sing a new song to the Lord. I gave an example earlier. Or, if you have a St. Gregory hymnal handy, and I don't mean that abridged version that GIA sells, I mean the original, the old version with that supplement from the early 40s. Go to number 311. Cantate Domino Canticum Novum. Lovely little anthem by Vincent Dundee. And this one actually has an antiphon. And even though it's a little bit high, the people can still sing it. Cantate Domino Canticum Novum. Cantate Domino Omnis Terra. And it does get a little high. Top note in that antiphon is an F, if the congregation really wants to chance it. Although, some of it, if they really want to sing, you'd be surprised how many will just take the whole hymn an octave lower. They don't care as long as they're singing. But that's fine if you're in the congregation. And to boot, rightfully using the Latin language. And remember, communion can be sung by the choir alone.
Cantate Domino, Canticum Novum, Cantate Domino, Omnis Terra.
Okay, ready for number 3? Yeah, I thought so. Alright, now I'm going to read this one. This is off the 5th Sunday of Lent. I'm going to go into the Gregorian Missal this time. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against a godless nation. From wicked and deceitful men, deliver me, for you are my God and my strength. Send forth your light and your truth, and let these guide me, and bring me to your holy mountain, and to your dwelling place.
Somewhere along the line, is there a general psalm? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, it is a general psalm. It's Psalm 43. It's in Worship 2, I believe, number 66. Yeah, it's titled is Defend Me, O God. And the verse in the Gregorian Missal is actually one of the antiphons in the Gelano Psalm. Send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. And the antiphon is from the psalm itself. Now, same Mass, the communion. This time we'll go back to the Roman Missal. Two choices. First one, I tell you solemnly, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains but a single grain. But if it dies, it will yield a great harvest. Second choice. He who lives and believes in me will never die, says the Lord.
Behold the Lord for the first, and I am the bread of life for the second.
Oh no, not bad, not bad at all. I would probably go more with Eat This Bread. It's a fairly easy antiphon to sing. And the fifth verse fits the second choice quite well. Now, to go with that first choice, if you like a really good anthem, I would try A Great Harvest by Alexander Pelequin. And the antiphon of that particular piece matches perfectly. Okay, here's a no-brainer for you. I'll do this one from the Gregorian Missal. How's that? Communion for Easter Sunday. Christ our Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. Alleluia. Let us therefore keep the feast by sharing unleavened bread of uprightness and truth. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Oh, my first guess is the Festival Canticle. This is the Feast of Victory of our God.
Yes. Very good. That mentions the Lamb who was slain. Another great match is from the hymn At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing, and it's that second verse there where the Paschal Lamb is poured.
Okay, yeah.
Bingo, there's your line right there.
With sincerity and love, eat we manna from above.
Hey, there you go. And that's actually got the communion line there about feasting with the unleavened bread. But if you want the Alleluia, you could also go with the festival canticle. Now, same choices. True or false question. Same choices for the Easter Vigil. No, true. You actually have a couple of choices. One of them, the antiphons in the Gregorian Missal, is exactly the same as that on Easter Sunday. And guess what the other antiphon is? The mode 6 Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Now, let's look at the first Sunday of Lent. Every proper in the Gregorian Missal for that day is based on Psalm 91.
Oh, that's easy. We'll just do bits and pieces of eagle's wings throughout Mass.
I feel like Drew Carey here, but you could not be any more wrong than that. You don't want to stick with the same song throughout Mass. What's the matter with you? Even in Gregorian times, every Psalm 91-based tidbit that day was on a different tune. And it was a different passage from that psalm. Only the tract used the whole psalm. A popular choice might have been to put on Eagle's Wings, or as one local friend of mine has a parody of, Beagle's Things. But it's not necessary that it has to be Eagle's Wings. Okay, maybe for an introit, or maybe one spot in the Mass. You could do the Gelano 91 for the offertory, which is in Worship 2. I think one of the antiphons is My Refuge, My Stronghold, My God, in Whom I Trust. And I think there's another antiphon to it. Call upon the Lord and He will hear you. But that would be suitable as well. Also, if you're in Year C and you're in need of a responsorial psalm, the Peliquin, Be With Me, Lord, is quite nice. That's from his Songs of Israel, Volume 2, as it used the approved texts, that is the lectionary antiphon and the grail verses, which is approved. Now, there is also a Be With Me, Lord setting by Michael Junkus, which isn't all that bad either. The verse translation would not be approved as text for the responsorial psalm, but could be used elsewhere in the Mass, and would probably make a far better choice than his own Eagle's Wings. And the Roman Missal also has an alternate communion, which starts, Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Bam! Shepherd of Souls, verse 2.
Shepherd of souls, refresh our blood.
No, verse 2.
Man does not live by bread alone, but by thy word of grace, in strength of which we travel on to our abiding place.
That's better. Okay, how about for the Solemnity of Christ the King? The introit.
Oh, to Jesus Christ our Sovereign King?
No, but it would make a great recessional. Here's the introit. The Lamb who has been slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and dominion be His forever and ever. Endow the King with your judgment, O God, and the King's own Son, your righteousness. Okay, that leads to a couple of choices.
Ah, Festival Canticle.
Yes, Festival Canticle is one, and then there's another one called Hail to the Lord's Anointed, which would actually work great with the verse. And now, true or false, same feast, Christ the King, communion. Would whatsoever you do be a good choice?
Christ the King? Let's say false.
Well, actually, true if you're in year A, but only in year A. The proper for that day goes, Amen Dico Vobis, Amen I say to you. I love that line, Amen Dico Vobis. As much as you have done to one of the least of these, my brothers, you have done to me. Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Which that in itself, you have the refrain, and then that second half, you almost have, not quite, but could be interpreted as that line, "Now enter into the home of my father," type thing. And I mean, the tune is a little bit tacky. It's not one of Jabusha's best. But for that particular year, for that feast, it would work. Now, for years B and C, it's a slightly different story. It calls for Psalm 29, which you could actually get away with using the setting, the psalm setting for baptism of the Lord. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Okay, final question here. Gaudete Sunday, that is, the third Sunday of Advent. Introit?
Oh, that'd be easy. That Rejoice in the Lord Always thing that you wrote did at the concert sounded really cool.
Oh, thanks. It is a good choice, but not too many people have access to it just yet. Send me an email and I'll send it to you for a nominal fee. Anyways, if it has to really be a hymn, really good choice would be Rejoice the Lord is King. That would be my pick, especially with that refrain, you know, lift up your hearts, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say rejoice. And the fourth verse is quite nice for Advent.
Oh, yeah. Rejoice in glorious hope, the Lord our God shall come, and take his servants up to their eternal home. Lift up your hearts, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some music. Here is Marco Raphorst. That there was the music of Marco Raphorst, R-A-A-P-H-O-R-S-T, and the name of the song is called Blowing Snow, and this comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, which you can access at music.podshow.com. This piece here, Blowing Snow, seriously, I should have played this one last Sunday, it would have been a perfect fit. Especially since we got bombed with that nasty white stuff that day. And we had almost 2 feet. We had nasty wind gusts up here in Rhode Island. Blowing snow would have been perfect. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly has been brought to you by the Walmart Chapel. Yes, would you like to go shopping on a Sunday morning and worship the Lord at the same time? Well, you can. Every Walmart now is equipped with a 75-seat chapel, and you can go worship right while you're shopping. And the music ministry is provided by those in the audio department. Walmart Chapel at catholicnews.org. Today we have a very special edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and this is Cathedrals Under Construction edition. Yes, Cathedrals Under Construction. These are brand new cathedrals. They're in the midst of being built. They're not built yet. So, no, we can't include something like the new Los Angeles Cathedral. No, because that's already up and running. Okay, so out of all fairness, Cathedrals Under Construction. Here we go. The Good. The new co-cathedral in Houston, Texas, Sacred Heart. This one's due to be finished in fall 2007. Now, the exterior isn't done yet, so obviously we have no clue what the interior looks like. But I can tell you from the exterior, it's looking really good. I have seen a list of the plans. The plans, they do call for a choir loft. Yeah! All right, finally a choir loft. And it's a beautiful little cruciform design. This reminds me a lot of my other favorite modern-looking cathedral, which is Mary Our Queen in Baltimore. The Bad. The new cathedral that's being built in Oakland, and this one is called Christ the Light. This is due to be finished in 2008. A cathedral? Really? I mean, take a look at this thing. I mean, I was thinking concert hall for a moment. Kind of looks, reminds me a bit of Lincoln Center in New York City, or maybe the concert hall in Sydney, Australia. But a cathedral? The Ugly. Inaugural concert at the Oakland Cathedral, performed by none other than the Minnesota Trinity. I think we all know who they are. And by the way, if you want to see pictures of these cathedrals, go ahead on the Christus Vincit blog site, which is christusvincit.blogspot.com. And if you happen to get there a little bit late and the message vanishes, fear not, just go into the archives and click on 2 of 2006. But the pictures of both cathedrals are there, so you will be able to actually see the difference. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus Vincit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Bonion Christus Vincit, and therefore Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vincit leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vincit. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay, okay. Don't forget to cast your vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make ourselves known here. Let us baptize your earbuds. And now here's a word from my boss.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast. iPod Trend.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre. Christus Vincit is a member of
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Forth. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Well, Brian's being attacked by my evil twin right now, but I'm going to sign off for you. This is the Christus Vincit Leprechaun. Peace.